Here's a time a panelist managed to answer a question while remaining completely clothed.
Maeve, Alinea, yeah, which is a very high-end restaurant here in Chicago, is being criticized for a new item on their menu, a dessert made to look just like what?
Oh. A dessert. Oh, well, you know that we have this terrible dessert in Ireland called Spotted Dick.
I do know that.
They didn't do that, did they?
No, they didn't do that.
Okay, because that's actually just like a bread pudding.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Huh. Fashion to look like, is it something political?
No, but it's something in current events. Certainly something in the news right now. Something dominating the news right now.
Oh, for God's sake, Disney Plus.
People felt that this was in poor taste, that in this moment they're serving people an expensive dessert that looks like what?
Is it a democracy crumble?
No. Does anybody know?
Does
anybody want to guess?
It's the coronavirus.
It's the coronavirus. Yes. Oh. So it's a bluish gray coconut custard sphere dotted with red Szechuan peppercorns, and it looks just like the coronavirus, you know, blown up to large size. It's insane. After 4 months of lockdown, people are not finally going to go out to restaurants to think about coronavirus. They're going to go to restaurants to get coronavirus.
And also, like, don't put peppercorns on your dessert. Like, fine, make a funny dessert out of a killer disease, but just don't put peppercorns on it. That's where I get really offended.
Really?
I'm outraged.
I sent you a pie shaped as Ebola. So just go ahead and enjoy that.
Sure.
There's no fennel or anything terrible in the dessert. I don't care. As long as it's just apple Ebola.
Maz, researchers have surveyed single people who were looking for a partner and found all of them have one thing in common as to what they want in a partner. What is it?
Someone who's nice?
No.
Oh, they all want someone who's better looking than them.
No.
Gosh.
Let me ask you this. Maz, when you were single, did you know what you were looking for in a partner?
I think if I saw that person, like when I saw my wife, I knew I was attracted to her instantly.
Right. But if I had asked you what you were looking for, would you have known?
Not really.
Well, that's the answer.
Know.
It turns out none of them have any idea what they're actually looking for. There you go. Oh, they think they know. Everybody thinks they know if you ask them what they're looking for in a partner. Somebody who's funny or is generous or has millions of dollars, a heart condition, and no other heirs. But research has proved that all these people are wrong. Nobody knows what they want. In random tests, people ended up expressing attraction to people who had none of the things they had said they were attracted to, with two significant exceptions, a nice butt and their own HBO password.
I also think, Peter, a lot of times you'll get people who'll be like, yeah, I'm looking for a woman that looks like this and she does that. Or the girl goes, I want a guy that's like this, like that. But once somebody gives the other person a little bit of attention, they go, hey, you'll work out.
They really don't take into account how much we're all willing to settle, Mom. That's true.
Yeah, it'll work.
Yeah. Look around the room. I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room. In the whole wide room. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three.